Hi, so I'm in the Newcastle Buddhist Centre. It's Newcastle in the northeast of England. And today they're celebrating here 20 years of activities of Tri Ratna. So in 1993, four order members, four dharmacharis, came here to live to set up activities of what was then the FWBO here in the northeast of England. So they were Dharma Ghosha, Subhadasi, Naripriya and Nandavajra. And the four of them came up and they were young and idealistic. I remember them actually going off and coming to set things up here. So very moving. Here we are 20 years on. And the current chairs, Akupa and Shradamani, who share the chair at the moment, have organised with some of the mitras a day to celebrate the 20 years here. So it's been very moving so far. So this morning after a metta meditation, we just heard some people, just their memories. Akupa read out some things from people who'd been involved here in the past, people who'd got ordained from here and are now living in other parts of the world. And also a written message from Dharma Ghosha, who was one of the founding four, the A-team, the dream team, as they thought of themselves at the time. And the other three of them are here, so that's great. So we heard from two of them, as Naripriya hadn't turned up yet, so the other two, Nandavajra and Subhadasi, talked about their experiences, and it was very moving to hear. And then it was opened and loads of other people, order members, mitras, friends, spoke about their connection with the centre here, and very moving just hearing people talking about how much it changed their lives and what a great experience it had been for them finding Tri Ratna, finding the FWBO, as it would have been for most of them. So not a huge number of people here, but people that have been involved for quite a long time, some newer people, and fantastic atmosphere. And on the wall in the centre here, they've put up a timeline of photographs and events, so from the first courses, then people getting ordained, and right through to the last photograph up is a photograph from last week when they're celebrating, a couple of weeks ago, when the Sangha here are celebrating Bhante's 88th birthday, Wapuja. So quite an amazing time, and it's wonderful to watch people in the photographs particularly, just to see what you might call the march of time in people. Quite a few of them still here, some of them either moved on to other Tri Ratna situations, some of them left Tri Ratna altogether. I'm enjoying being up here. It's lunchtime now and we're having a potluck, as my friends in North America would say, in the USA that is. And this afternoon we're carrying on with something which for me has quite a lot of significance. So this afternoon I'm going to be handing on the presidency of the centre here in Newcastle. So I've been doing that since 94, we think. Sorry, from 2004. So it's been almost 10 years, 9 years I've been the president here, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. They're a great bunch of people. I like coming up to the northeast of England. And I've got some very good friendships here with people. Akupa and Shradamani are both people who I'm close to. And Padmanatha and his family are good friends. I'll be staying with them tonight. And it's been a great time to be able to do that. But I'm very aware that I'm just not able to give them really the kind of input that is needed or that's good from a president. And also up here in Newcastle, they're going to be looking for a new centre in the not-too-distant future. And I think a president that can be a bit more proactive with them in that as they move into a new phase would be very helpful. So I'm very happy that I'm going to be handing that on to Amoga Vangsa from our Sheffield Centre, who's already president of our re-centre in Blackburn. And he's enthusiastic, and a lot of people up here know him. It's in the northern region. They've coincided over the years at order events, Tri Ratna events. So I know I'm leaving the presidency in a very safe pair of hands. And so personally I've got kind of mixed feelings. I'm a bit sad. Got good friends here. I hope I'm able to keep up some contact, but life being as it is, and my life being as it is, I'll be quite busy probably. But I will try to make sure that I kind of come up and visit from time to time. And I wish them well with the next 20 years and beyond. And I wish, I wish Mogavangsa well as he takes on the presidency here. And he'll find that they're a fantastic bunch of people to work with. So I might do another one later on. But that's where I am today. That's what's happening here today. And I'm kind of sorry I didn't record some of the comments that people were making earlier as they rejoiced in the centre and the order members here. I've said a number of times, it's a bit maybe overused, but very, very moving indeed to hear people. I loved one comment Akupa made, was that he'd known about Buddhism, he'd been interested in Buddhism, but when he met the FWBO as it was then and those four dynamic, young, youthful, idealistic order members, it was not just like coming home, it was like a Wizard of Oz moment, as he put it, when what he'd known in black and white suddenly became technicolour. So, yep, over and out.